And now, Missouri Medical Focus, a regular feature on KBIA, produced by the Communications Department of University of Missouri Healthcare.
Vascular disease, a form of cardiovascular disease, primarily affects the blood vessels. Conditions such as abdominal aortic aneurysm can be life-threatening and can occur with little warning. With me today on Missouri Medical Focus is Dr. Todd Vogel, Chief of Vascular Surgery at University Hospital. Dr. Vogel, what is an abdominal aortic aneurysm?
Thank you for having me. An abdominal aortic aneurysm is typically when the blood vessel, primarily usually in the abdomen, but can be in other parts of the body, including the chest, expands. And the way I describe it to patients, it's often like the inner tube of a tire. And you can imagine the inner tube actually has a weakened wall and it expands. And if it expands enough, it can rupture. So by definition, an artery that's two times its normal diameter is considered aneurysmal. And those are at risk of having a rupture.
And there's no symptoms or usually no symptoms associated with it, correct?
No, actually, that's the really unfortunate matter for it, is that most abdominal aortic aneurysms are unrecognized, so that patients need to be aware if they have a family history or other things that would let you consider that they have an aneurysm, such as smoking and other elevated cholesterol and high blood pressure also associated with aneurysms.
So those are the risk factors. If you have those, or you know, if you're a smoker or if you have a family history, those are...
Primarily, aneurysms occur in men, although they can occur in women. Also, anyone with a family history of aneurysms, that should also be checked. History of having smoked and having high blood pressure are also significant risk factors for developing an aneurysm.
How prevalent is abdominal aortic aneurysm?
They're actually quite prevalent, more than you'd expect. And for example, in 2004, it was quoted that it was the 14th leading cause of death in the patients who are aged 60 to 85 year old.
How do you treat it?
Well, there's two ways we treat it. One is, depending on its size, it can be observed. But once they get to a certain size, they need to be fixed. The ways we can treat them are through open transabdominal surgeries, which is the classic traditional way of fixing, where we open the patient up and sew a graft in to repair the aneurysm. Or newer methods occur, we have today, include endovascular repair. And these methods occur where we make small groin incisions, and we actually line the aneurysm with a graft to prevent it from rupturing.
So that's done with a catheterization?
Yes, the procedure is done with a catheterization. In fact, we have a new hybrid room now, which is really focused on treating aneurysms. And so it allows for small incisions are made in the groin so that we can get larger sheaths and catheters into the artery. And then the aneurysm is lined to prevent the pressurization of the wall and prevent it from rupturing.
You're listening to Missouri Medical Focus on KBIA 91.3 FM, and our discussion is about vascular disease. What are some of the other more common forms of vascular disease that you treat?
Other than aneurysms, the other common areas we deal with are peripheral arterial disease. We can have, and that comes in the form of having leg pain, such we call claudication, where patients are walking and they notice pain within their legs when they ambulate. Sometimes patients will have pain at night, which we call
rest pain. Ambulate, you mean walking?
Walking, right. So the patients will have pain in their legs when they walk. Some patients describe pain which is more consistent, and we call that rest pain. And these are all forms of blockages within the arteries where the legs are not getting enough blood. Another area of vascular disease that's important is also DVT, deep venous thrombosis, something that we treat, as well as venous disease. And also another form of peripheral arterial disease is carotid disease, and we also screen and treat that.
The carotid artery...
The carotid artery is the artery within the neck. It's found in the area of the neck, and that actually is, once it gets narrower blocked, it increases your risk of having a stroke.
Mm-hmm. So are the risk factors pretty much the same for these diseases as they are for abdominal aortic aneurysm?
The main risk factors for abdominal aortic aneurysm are primarily your age, whether you're greater than age 60, history of having hypertension, or as well as history of having smoking, and probably the most important is whether you had a history of having aneurysms in your family. Regarding peripheral arterial disease, those actually are even more risk factors. That would include elevated cholesterol, history of having high blood pressure, having a history of diabetes, as well as a history of having any kind of family disease of peripheral arterial disease.
What about prevention?
For prevention, actually, the main way for aneurysms, once they're discovered, there's no way to prevent them. In fact, there's no cure for aneurysms other than surgery. For peripheral arterial disease, you can do what we call modification of lifestyle. It means that if you smoke, you stop smoking. If your blood pressure is too high, you get it controlled. If your cholesterol is too high, you take medicines to bring your cholesterol down. And those are the things that we would do for peripheral arterial disease. Once you've discovered that you have an aneurysm, it needs to be observed, and when it reaches a certain size, it needs to be repaired.
So for something like peripheral artery disease, where the artery is actually blocked or it's narrowed, outside of lifestyle modification, is there a way to treat it?
There is. In fact, if the blockage is so severe that you don't have adequate blood to ambulate or walk, there are many ways we can treat it, actually using what we call endovascular techniques, which is pretty much like a heart catheterization, except we use wires and stents and balloons to open up the artery. And that actually can be done through a small puncture, and typically the patients go home either that day or the next day. And peripheral artery disease can become so severe that it requires a bypass, which we also can perform, which is where we either use the patient's own vein or sometimes a prosthetic material, and we will bypass the area to bring more blood down to the leg so that you don't lose the foot.
Now, I understand University Hospital's vascular surgery team is going to offer free abdominal aortic aneurysm, peripheral artery disease, and carotid artery disease screenings from 7:30 to 11:30 a.m. on Saturday, April 21st at University Hospital. Is that correct?
That is true.
Who's eligible for those screenings?
I think patients that are over the age of 60. We would include men and women, as peripheral artery disease is actually more common in women, as where aneurysmal disease is more common in men. So anyone over the age of 60, anyone who has any pain in their legs when they're walking, anyone who has a history of having a stroke or a TIA, or anyone with a history of having smoked in the past, anyone with a history of having elevated cholesterol or diabetes, these patients are all eligible to be screened to see if they have an aneurysm, which could be life-threatening, or if they have some form of peripheral arterial disease.
And my understanding is registration for the screening is required. And to register, the contact would be Kristen Muma at 573-882-6139. Again, Kristen's number for registering for the screening would be 573-882-6139. That's my time for now. I'd like to thank Dr. Vogel for being my guest. From Missouri Medical Focus, I'm Jeff Helscher.
Missouri Medical Focus is a service of University Hospital and Clinics.